It seems like every day there's another data breach in the news.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
getting to be a bit much, isn't it?
You sent me some material about this SL Data Services breach, and it
Right.
seems like a really big one.
It is.
Yeah.
This one is particularly interesting because it kind of exposes this vulnerability that I don't think most people are even aware of,
Okay.
which is the amount of data that's being collected and stored about us for background checks.
So, like behind the scenes
Yeah,
stuff.
exactly.
Yeah.
Stuff that a lot of people don't realize is even being gathered and put together.
And this SL Data Services case is unsettling because we've got all this research here about how this security researcher, Jeremiah Fowler, found this huge database. I
Yeah.
mean, it had like 640,000 records in it.
That's a lot.
That's like the whole population of Vermont.
Wow.
And it was just sitting online, open, no password, no encryption.
That's like leaving your diary open in the middle of Times Square.
And we're not just talking about names and addresses. This database had social media accounts, vehicle registrations, even criminal records.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they were treating all this super sensitive personal information like it was nothing.
Yeah, like a shopping list.
Exactly. And what's even crazier is they weren't even getting most of this data directly from people.
Oh,
They
really?
were getting it from third parties,
Yeah.
most likely for those background checks we were talking about.
So people might not even know their information is out there.
Exactly. You might not have filled out a single form or given them anything directly,
Wow.
but it still ends up in their database. And then, of course, susceptible to being exposed of like in this breach.
Okay, so this is like a whole hidden world of data we don't even know about.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rabbit hole when you start digging into it.
So SL Data Services dropped the ball big time here. But what makes this breach especially bad? What kind of information are we talking about here? And how could it affect people?
Well, when we dig into these reports, we see the database had names, page address, financial detail.
Like bank accounts and credit cards and stuff.
Yep. Social media profiles, vehicle registrations, even criminal records.
So they basically had a digital dossier on everyone in there.
Pretty much. It's a gold mine for anyone looking to steal identities or, exploit people.
So this must be a nightmare for anyone who's affected by this.
It's definitely a serious concern.
Yeah.
And it's not just about identity theft either. Think about it.
Okay.
Someone out there now has access to your social media history.
All that stuff you thought was private.
Exactly. They know where you live,
Yeah.
your financial situation, details about your past. This opens up a whole new level of risk, like social engineering attacks.
So it's not just someone emptying your bank account. We're talking targeted attacks, using all this personal information.
Exactly. They could create really believable phishing scams, impersonate someone you trust. Maybe even blackmail you with the information they have.
That's some scary stuff.
Yeah.
So how did this even happen? How could a company be this careless with people's data?
It's honestly mind-boggling. According to the reports, the database was just sitting there, open on the internet. No password, no encryption.
Right.
Anyone with the right know-how could just waltz in and take whatever they wanted.
So not some super sophisticated hack, just a simple oversight.
It seems that way, which is just crazy when you think about how much sensitive data they had.
It makes you wonder what's going on over there. What would cause a company to be this reckless with people's information?
It's hard to say for sure without knowing more about their security practices. But this kind of lapse in security suggests a real failure to prioritize data protection.
So maybe lack of awareness, not enough training, not enough resources dedicated to security.
It could be any of those things, or maybe a combination of all of them.
And it's scary because if a company like SL Data Services can make these kinds of mistakes, what does that say about the state of data security overall?
You're absolutely right. This isn't an isolated incident. Remember the National Public Data Breach earlier this year?
Yeah.
Millions of sensitive records exposed. And again, all because of poor security measures. It's becoming a pattern and it's a big red flag.
Like no one's data is safe anymore.
Well, it's certainly a wake-up call for all of us. And what's really concerning is this kind of data exposure. Personal information from background checks, it seems to be popping up more and more in these breaches.
So this SL Data Services thing could be part of a bigger trend.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It really makes you think about how common this practice is and what it means for data privacy in the future.
So we all need to be paying attention to this.
Absolutely. We need more transparency and control over how our data is being used and collected, especially when it comes to these behind-the-scenes background check processes.
Okay, so that's pretty scary, but the damage is done. What can people who might be affected by this breach do to protect themselves now?
Well, you can't undo what's already happened. but you can take steps to minimize the damage. First things first, check your bank accounts and credit card statements.
Okay.
Carefully. Look for any transactions you don't recognize, even small ones. It's better to be safe than sorry. Report anything suspicious to your bank right away.
Don't just glance over those statements.
Right. And on top of monitoring your accounts, think about using a credit monitoring service.
What do those do?
They keep an eye on your credit report and alert you to any changes. Like if someone tries to open a new account in your name, or if there are any inquiries you didn't authorize, it's an early warning system for identity theft.
That sounds useful. What about preventing those unauthorized accounts from being opened in the first place? Is there anything people can do proactively?
Absolutely. You can put a credit freeze in place.
Credit freeze?
Yeah. It basically blocks anyone from accessing your credit report without your permission. So it makes it way harder for someone to open new accounts in your name.
So it's like locking down your credit.
Exactly. It's not foolproof, but it's a powerful layer of protection.
Okay, so monitoring finances credit.
Yeah.
What about online accounts? Those are at risk too, right?
Oh, for sure. Securing your digital identity is super important these days. And it all starts with strong passwords.
Not like password 1 to 3.
Definitely not. Use a mix of uppercase, lowercase, numbers, symbols. Make it something unique and hard to guess. Consider using a password manager to help you generate and store all those complex passwords.
Because who can remember all that?
Exactly. A password manager keeps everything secure, so you only need to remember one master password to access them all.
Okay, strong passwords, got it. Anything else?
Two-factor authentication is a must-have, too.
I've heard of that. What is it exactly?
It adds an extra layer of security to your accounts.
Yeah.
When you log in, you'll need to provide a second piece of information, like a code sent to your phone or email.
So even if someone gets your password, they still can't get in.
Right. It's like having a double lock on your account. Make sure you enable it on all your important accounts, like financial accounts, email, social media. Those are the big targets for hackers.
Okay, double lock it down. Strong passwords. Two-factor. What else should we be doing to stay safe online?
Be super careful about phishing scams.
Those are those emails that try to trick you into giving up your information, right?
Yeah, like those you've won the lottery emails.
Huh.
Or messages saying your bank account needs to be updated.
Oh yeah, I get those all the time.
Don't fall for it. Be skeptical of anything that seems too good to be true. Don't click on links or open attachments from senders you don't recognize. If something feels off, it probably is.
So trust your gut.
Always.
Mm.
If you're ever unsure about a message, go directly to the organization's official website or give them a call to verify.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we've talked about what individuals can do to protect themselves. But what about the companies that have our data? What should they be doing to prevent these breaches from happening in the first place?
It feels like they have a responsibility to keep our information safe.
They absolutely do. It shouldn't be on individuals to clean up the mess after a breach happens.
So how can companies step up their security game? Where should they be focusing?
Data encryption is non-negotiable. All sensitive information should be encrypted, both while it's being transmitted and while it's stored.
What does encryption do exactly?
It basically scrambles the data. So even if someone gets access to it, they can't read it without the decryption key. It's like a secret code.
So even if they break in, they can't understand what they're seeing.
Right. And beyond encryption, companies need strong access controls.
What does that mean?
It means limiting who has access to sensitive data based on their role and how much they need to know. Strong password policies. Multi-factor authentication for employees. Regular security audits. These are all critical parts of a good cybersecurity strategy.
So it's not just about having the right security measures in place. It's about making sure they're actually being used and that they're effective.
Exactly. Cybersecurity is an ongoing process. Companies need to be constantly adapting to new threats, updating their protocols, training their employees, investing in strong security infrastructure.
So they can't just set it and forget it.
Nope. It's a constant battle. What about the legal side of things? Are there consequences for companies that are negligent with our data, like what we saw with SL Data Services?
Yeah, I'd hope so.
There definitely should be. We've seen cases like the National Public Data Breach, where companies were hit with lawsuits and fines for failing to protect people's information. And the damage to their reputation can be just as bad.
Yeah, people don't want to do business with companies they don't trust.
Exactly. Consumers are more aware of data privacy than ever before. They're going to choose companies that take it seriously.
So it's not just about avoiding legal trouble. It's about maintaining public trust, showing that you actually care about protecting people's information.
Exactly. In today's world, trust is everything. And companies that don't prioritize data security risk losing that trust, which could ruin their business.
It sounds like SL Data Services is in a lot of trouble, not just for this breach, but for how they've been handling sensitive data in general.
It's very possible.
Right.
And this whole situation highlights the need for stronger regulations and enforcement. We need to hold companies accountable for protecting our data.
We can't just keep reacting to breaches. We need to stop them from happening in the first place.
Exactly. Okay, so we've talked about the details of this SL Data Services breach, the potential risks for individuals, what people can do to protect themselves, and the bigger picture of data security and corporate responsibility. But I'm still wondering, what does this all mean for us moving forward? It feels like we're constantly trading convenience for privacy in this digital world.
Yeah, it feels like we're always giving up a little bit of privacy just to use online services. Is that just the price we have to pay to be part of the modern world?
It's a tough question, isn't it? We share so much of ourselves online sometimes without even thinking about what could happen. And companies are gathering all that data, often without us even knowing.
And it seems like we're getting used to these breaches. It's like just another news story.
And that's exactly what's so dangerous. We can't let ourselves become numb to this SL Data Services case with all this background check data. It really shows us that the information being collected about us goes much deeper than we realize. And the security measures just aren't keeping up.
So what can we do? Do we have to go off the grid and disconnect from everything?
Well, that's one way to do it. But let's be real. Most of us can't just unplug from the online world. This deep dive has shown us that awareness is crucial. We have to understand how much data is being collected and what the risks are. Then we can take those practical steps we talked about, monitoring our accounts, protecting our digital identity, being careful about those phishing scams.
Yeah, awareness is key, but it also feels like a two-way street. Individuals can do their part, but companies need to do better too.
Absolutely. They need to be held accountable for the data they collect. We need stricter regulations, stronger enforcement, and we need companies to start putting data security front and center. Make it a core value, not just something they have to do to check a box.
So it's not just about following the rules. It's about taking a proactive ethical approach to protecting people's information.
Exactly. It's about building trust with consumers by showing them that you're serious about protecting their data. And as individuals, we need to demand better from these companies. Ask questions about their security practices. Choose to do business with companies that prioritize privacy.
It sounds like this SL Data Services breach might actually be a good thing in a way. It's a wake-up call for all of us.
I hope so. This breach brings up a really important question. What are we willing to sacrifice in terms of privacy for the convenience of online services? And what responsibility do companies have to make sure our data is safe? These are big questions with no easy answers. But by being informed, by getting involved, by demanding better, we can work together to create a digital world that's both innovative and secure. That's what we should be aiming for.
That's a great point. I think we all need to think about that. So there you have it, folks. Another deep dive into a timely and important topic. Be sure to check out the show notes for links to all the sources we discussed and for more tips on how to protect yourselves online. Until next time, stay informed and stay vigilant.